This is the second part of the continuation of my November 20th frack talk. So we were hearing about the challenge facing two groups in Rockland County, New York, a group of ultra-Orthodox Jews, the Hasidim, and a group of Waldorf students. What they had in common was that they hadn't been vaccinated for measles, and now there was a great outbreak. Okay, now, a whole bunch of interesting things occurred in the wake of this, as you might imagine. What did the school do directly about this? The school did nothing. Nothing. Now, remember, there's a whole lot to be said, you know, good things for vaccinations. They've changed the face of public health. They've saved the lives of children and so on and so forth. There are also some very justifiable concerns that have been raised by a whole lot of very intelligent people, among them Rudolf Steiner, who raised the concern a century ago and said with tremendous earnestness that in the future, and another time he said at the end of the 20th century, the beginning of the 21st century, children would be vaccinated to prevent them from being spiritual, from having a connection with the spirit, from having any ability to be in touch with the spiritual world. They would be vaccinated against the spirit. This is what Rudolf Steiner said. When I taught for many years at Green Meadow Waldorf School, we encouraged parents to really think about not vaccinating their children, to see an anthroposophical doctor, to recognize what Steiner had said. You know, I would certainly share this quote with many, many parents. They could take it as total weirdness and have their children vaccinated. That's their decision, fine. But there were many who paused because of what I had said and what other teachers shared as well. It was very clear, very open, that Green Meadow discouraged vaccinations and that we helped and advised people about ways of getting around them, especially with religious exemptions. And we, you know, gave people the kind of statements they should make. We were deeply concerned because of what our teacher, Rudolf Steiner, had said about vaccinations, and because the whole basis of Waldorf education is that the child will, as an adult, when the ego is present, be able to take steps towards the spiritual world if they so choose, and not to have an automatic prevention of that possibility. Okay, that was 1970s, 1980s, 1990s. I'm not sure how strongly this continued into the early 21st century, but I can tell you that by the spring of 2019, the school said nothing, and the school did nothing. And this is documented because in May of 2019, there was an article in New York Magazine, at least in its online side, a long article about what was going on in Rockland County vis-a-vis measles, and Green Meadow Waldorf School was very much at the center of this article, and the school administrator, the school nurse, one or two other people perhaps were all quoted as basically saying, well, it's up to the parents. We can't say one thing or the other. And as I recall, the reporter found that quote from Steiner and asked about it. And well, we can't really say anything. So what's going on now? there's an outbreak of an illness. Ahriman jumps into this. Now public health is going to serve Ahriman's wishes, which is that children would be vaccinated against the spirit. It's not like he invented it or he's going to personally go there and inject every child with the vaccine, but rather that this creates a kind of uniformity of action. It creates an unthinking lockstep following of what people are told to do, all perfect Ahrimanic scenarios, and it actually will hurt the incarnating child. It will stand in the way of their healthy incarnation and will drag them down more deeply into their physical body, into the earth. Perfect opportunity for Ahriman. What kind of opportunity is it for the Waldorf school? For somebody to stand up and say, we can't tell the parents what to do, but American public and reporter for New York Magazine, let us tell you why we are so deeply concerned about vaccinations. We don't have the legal right to tell the parents what to do, but this is how we feel about it. This is what Rudolf Steiner had to say. I don't know. Maybe somebody from the school would even end up getting a short jail term over this kind of thing. Okay, Mikael, right? Courage. Be willing to take that risk. Be willing to face up to the Ahrimanic onslaught. Here was a perfect opportunity. The teachers did nothing. The parents went into action, and a group of parents got together and were there in court protesting what the public health officials, what the state, what the county in particular, which is a county run by complete idiots, what they were doing. And this is what ended up in that article. Now this, you know, this is all on the cusp of the 100th anniversary of Waldorf education. Okay, and of course, OSNA and the schools were all expecting we're going to get national coverage. You know, Waldorf education, 100 years old, we're going to build on the growing interest that's there. Maybe the Times will do a big write-up, and certainly, you know, online media will be full. This New York article became basically the only and the most complete coverage of Waldorf education in that 100th anniversary year. And it made Waldorf schools look like, not look very good. It made the parents who, you know, came on like frothing at the mouth anti-vaxxers look quite foolish, though they did have to quote them, and they did have to acknowledge these people have some good legal arguments. They've got a really good lawyer. They're actually intelligent people. In fact, they're a lot like the people who read New York Magazine. So they kind of had to tread lightly there. The parents are heroic. The parents are Mikaelic, and most of them don't know Steiner from a hole in the ground. They just know they like Waldorf education. But they could see that what was going on vis-a-vis measles was not going to support Waldorf education. They were supporting Steiner far more assertively, far more heroically than anybody connected with the Waldorf school, than anybody connected with OSNA. They had a quote from Beverly Amico, which was also just basically backing off, fearful of saying anything that might offend anyone. And of course, the argument here is, well, if we come across weird and we're talking about vaccinations affecting the spirit and things like that, we're going to lose parents. We're going to lose enrollment, which has been shaky since the Great Recession already. So what happened? Well, the parents temporarily won, and the county withdrew its pressure. But unfortunately, then it reached the state level. And there again, the pressures were very great. The governor, Governor Cuomo, stood in favor of the vaccination. He was to perform a similar role later on with COVID-19. And the state passed a law, which was that children have to be vaccinated to attend a school, and made exemptions very difficult, if not impossible, for many families. Okay, the Waldorf movement doesn't want to look weird. It doesn't want to talk about vaccinations and use the word spirit and quote Steiner and so on, because they're going to lose families. What happened as a result of the New York State law? Green Meadow lost a whole lot of families. Other schools in New York State as well, but Green Meadow was very much at the center of all of this. And the parents who had mobilized, who were willing to face Aramon, now as one left the school. And they have, in the course of the past year, been homeschooling their children and creating something of a community school, which does not have to follow the rules that Green Meadow chooses to follow. And they are courageously embarking on a new variation on Waldorf education. So there we have it. Number one, strike one, as it were, an opportunity given to the Waldorf schools in New York, the Waldorf movement nationally, to stand up to Aramon. And what did they do? Nothing. They complied with the law, and the school has lost a lot of children on account of that. It's been a very, very painful experience. Try to explain that to a child, a first grader, a third grader, a fourth grader, losing their best friends, either because they are staying in the school or they're leaving the school one way or another. It created a huge schism in the school. And the funny thing was, you'd think it would be a schism between the anthroposophists and the non-anthroposophists. No, it's between the people who have Michaela courage. Remember, Steiner said there are Michaelites, millions of them, who are not finding their way to anthroposophy. So here we have parents who are Michaelites, and teachers and administrators, and the leader of OSNA, who I would say acted in a craven and cowardly way. Okay, that was one opportunity. We'll go on in the next segment to look at a second situation that proved to be opportunistic for Aramon.